Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. And today I want to talk to you on this Tone It Up Tuesday about ways that you can adopt an achiever's mentality. Now, when we talk about adopting an achiever's mentality, I'm talking about adopting a mentality that you need to adopt so that you can achieve all of your goals, but this is Tone It Up Tuesday, so we're going to specifically talk about achieving your fitness goals so that you can get to where it is you really want to be. And the way I'm going to approach today's show is I'm going to recommend some of the things that I'm doing to take my fitness to the next level in 2017. Now, you guys, if you've been following the show beyond a certain period of time, you know that I talked about running a 10K for a long time. And I finally did it last year. And it was awesome, and I was so proud of myself, and it was just exciting. But here's the thing. I actually opened my mouth and committed to run a 15K with a friend, and that 15K is going to happen in March. So I have really got to take things to the next level, and I got to do it like now. And it's great because I've kind of put myself in a situation where I have to step up to the plate and really achieve on at a higher level. And that's what it's all about. It's about constantly pushing yourself to go to that next level so that you can get to where it is you really want to be. And it's not about pushing yourself to the point where you're not having any fun, but it's about pushing yourself to the point where you can bring out the best of who you already are, what's inside you. Remember, you're built by design to win. And when you can push yourself to that level, then all of a sudden things start to fall in place and you just like get in the flow of things. And really, at that point, you're really doing life with power. Whatever you touch turns to gold. It just thrives. Everything that you set out to do, it starts to thrive. So I want to share with you guys the things that I'm doing to take my fitness to the next level. Now, feel free to use any of these ideas that I'm going to recommend to you. And of course, before trying anything new, you really want to be sure to talk to your doctor, your physician, to make sure that you can safely try something new or up your game when it comes to your fitness. Any new eating habits, anything, you always want to check with your doctor. So there's my little warning and my caveat, and there's my beware. Got to throw that in there for you guys, because I'm not a doctor. But what I'm sharing with you, these are things that I'm doing so that I can take my fitness to the next level. You know, when I committed to run the 15K, I started to get a little bit concerned that, wow, maybe you stepped out there a little too soon. But you know what? I thought about it and I said to myself, hey, this is a reason for you to not cower down, but a reason for you to power up. And so I decided to power up by taking my fitness to the next level. One of the first things that I realized that in order for me to become more physically fit, I find that my muscles have a tendency to get tighter. And as a result, I don't work out as well as I could or should. So I decided to look into that. And so now I do things to relax my tight muscles so that I can get a better workout and I actually feel better. So I have a rolling muscle massager. And now anything that I'm mentioning on today's show, you guys can find the link so you can click on it. You can find out more information about any of these things that I'm sharing with you. And you can feel free to purchase any of these if you want. Now, I have to kind of throw in another disclaimer there. These products that I'm recommending to you, these are actual products that I use because I don't compromise the integrity of my show. And I certainly don't recommend products that I've never used because, well, I don't even know if they work. So I have to use the products. And these are things that I actually use, and I'm sharing them with you because I want you to achieve your very best. Some of these items are on Amazon.com, and of course, I do get a commission, and it's a tiny little amount. But here's the thing. When you make these purchases through the links that I put on our page, what happens is that allows me to earn some money so that I can continue to bring this podcast to you and to bring all this great information and to invite expert guests who are more than willing to share information to help you guys do life with power. You are built by design to win. And of course, the more we learn about how incredible we are, the more capable we become and the more inspired we become. And I really want to help people to achieve their goals. There's no price increase. You're not paying extra. As a matter of fact, in some cases, you're paying less when you click on those links. So know this, that some of those monies, and we're talking pennies. We're not talking, $20, $30 here. So know this. So when you click on those links, you are helping designing your life today to stay on the air, and you're helping us to reach more people. Also, so feel free to click away and just do kind of what works for you guys. But I wanted to put that out there. I like to be up front. All right. So you can, I'm doing what it takes to relax my tight muscles for a better workout. And I do get a better workout. As a matter of fact, I don't feel as stiff, and I feel kind of more comfortable working out longer. The other thing that I'm doing is I am committing to giving my muscles a better workout or a consistent workout. I don't go to the fitness center every single day. And right now I've kind of taken a break from the fitness center for a few weeks, but I still work out almost every day. So in that case, I still want to give my muscles a workout. And this is great for people who don't have the time to go to the fitness center. I'm giving my muscles a workout by using my stretch bands. And so when I'm not using my weights, then the stretch bands, they're really great. And they allow me to change things up a bit. It keeps me inspired. It keeps me excited. And when I work out with the bands, I can kind of see how my body's moving. And so it kind of makes me want to work out even more and work those muscles out more. Not overwork them, but work them out. So I'm doing that. So I really love doing that too. And now here's something. Now, I don't know if this affects you guys like it does me, but this is something that I have committed to changing, and I have changed it. I need to get more sleep. If you really want to adopt an achiever's mentality, the first thing you need to do is you got to have a clear mind, and you got to have a sharp mind. And it's kind of difficult to have a sharp mind and not have what I call brain fog. Well, I didn't create that phrase, but not have brain fog if you're not getting enough sleep. And that was me, not getting enough sleep, because see, I love what I do. So I have to kind of tell myself to turn it off, turn down the volume, turn the volume off and go to bed. And of course, when I go to bed, I'm still awake and thoughts are going through my mind and things are just really kind of, I should do this. Ideas are popping up. So I have to kind of tone it down and shut my mind off. Now, there are different things that you can do to make that happen. And we're going to talk about that more throughout this year. We've got some great things coming to help you to pay more attention to your physical fitness. Listen, the thing about adopting an achiever's mentality, think about this. If you say, well, is this going to make me achieve in my business, better in my business? Is this this going to just give me a nicer body? Listen, it's going to help you become an achiever, period. You're going to achieve more. Remember, you want to operate on all four cylinders, meaning emotional, mental, physical, and your spiritual self. All four of those, you want them working at their peak and to the point where you have to constantly develop them and constantly keep them strong and in shape. And so we're talking about the physical today. Think about this. Athletes like Serena Williams, Michael Phelps, Lindsey Vonn, and Usain Bolt, they are in peak physical shape. But it goes beyond that. Not only do they earn lots of money when they are participating in sports, and of course the Olympics, I don't think the Olympian medalists, gold medalists, I'm not sure if they earn a lot of money on that side of the coin. But on the other side, they get endorsements. And so they really do earn quite a bit. And then they turn it into businesses and they win on that side of the house. And so they are winners all the way around. And so when you want to, when you talk about adopting an achiever's mentality, you really want to not kind of sell your physical side short. It is important that you develop yourself physically, that you become more physically fit. And so committing to getting more sleep is a big deal. 7 to 9 hours is what I'm committing to now. Not only do I find that I actually get more work done, even though I sleep longer, I'm clearer. So instead of kind of repeating the same things over and over, I'm actually getting more work done and I get a better workout, which means I'm getting more oxygen to my brain and my body feels better. And I get a serious energy boost from all of this. Now, if you're like me and you have challenges going to sleep, there are things that you can do. When you can increase that melatonin, and I believe in doing things naturally, then you know what? You're going to drift off to sleep. And I have really great products that I use. I keep it simple though, you guys, because I don't believe in taking a lot of pills and that kind of thing. So I keep it very simple. And I believe in using sleep aids that are as natural as possible. So I have Sleep Support and Renewal, which is just a simple spray, and it's really made from natural ingredients. So I like that. And you don't have to worry about, you know, these different products and where you can find them. As I said, I'm going to put the links there for you and you can click on it and you can decide if it's for you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just letting you know what I'm using. Because I'm a person that likes to ensure that things work, when I decide that I'm going to do something, I do take it to kind of the next level. And I did my research on this whole sleep thing because I really needed to shut my brain down and go to sleep at night. And so I found this on health.com. It's pretty cool. I found that you could actually use a red light bulb. That red light can actually help you sleep. And for those of you that might not know, of course, the exposure to blue light, like the glow from the techie devices, like your iPad and your Android phone or iPhone and all of those different techie devices that you might have, that I have and that I used to carry to bed with me, my iPad sometimes to look things up just before I would go to sleep at night. The thing about that is these things do interfere with your ability to get a good night's sleep. But I discovered that on the flip side, a red light can actually help you go to sleep more easily. So after doing my research on that, I discovered that the theory is that the red light, it actually aids melatonin production. So give it a shot and see if it works for you if you need to kind of shut down and get more sleep. I can assure you, your body's going to work so much more efficiently. Your brain is just going to be buzzing. You're just going to be amazed at what getting enough sleep will do for you. So check those things out. Now, here's another thing. Because I sit a lot, I can easily become stiff, among other things, and in terms of gaining weight in certain parts of my body. I do a lot of work in front of my computer, but I'm also out, but not as much as I sit. So I'm committed to doing more squats, and I do more squats with my kettlebells. Now, I've talked about my kettlebells on the show before, and they are great. I mean, these things are amazing, so I'm not really going to go get too deeply into that, but that's one of the things that I'm committed to doing more of as it relates to my fitness. So I'm going to do more squats with my kettlebells. Now, why is that such a big deal for me? It's a big deal for me because I don't like squats. I don't like doing them. But here's the thing. I like the results, and I like how they make me, my legs feel, and how they kind of loosen things up a bit. So I am going to do the squats whether I like it or not, and they really do help my legs and thighs shape up a lot faster and a lot better. So I'm committed to doing more squats, and I'm using my kettlebells at times. Now, once again, you guys, you know, don't just jump off and do these things if they excite you. I can assure you they work, because they work for me. But I'm here to tell you that you really do want to check with your doctor before you start doing anything new or something that your body isn't accustomed to. Now, let's move on, because I made 6 changes. So I've shared 4 with you. I'm going to do what it takes to relax my tight muscles, and I'm going to give my muscles a better workout, and I'm going to get more sleep, and I'm going to do more squats. Now, the 5th thing that I am going to do is I'm going to pay more attention to the amount of water that I'm drinking. Now, I am a water drinker. However, I wanted to really kind of be a little more nitpicky when it comes to my fitness this year. So I started paying attention to how much water I was drinking. And although I drink a decent amount of water, I really wasn't drinking enough. And of course, once again, that's not good for my brain, and it's certainly not good for my body. And so I am going to pay more attention to the amount of water that I'm drinking. And so I did my research and discovered that I should be drinking my body weight times 0.6. And that gave me the number of ounces of water that I should drink each day, which actually, once I converted it to kind of the number of glasses, it's something like 8.12 glasses of water, and I'm okay with that. So in terms of how I measure things in my water bottles. And I don't know if you guys use water bottles, but you don't necessarily have to use a water bottle. You can actually go to your grocery store and just, you know, water is already pre-bottled, and they already have the how many ounces each bottle is in each bottle, how many liters, and so on and so forth. So you can actually decide, you can actually purchase those bottles kind of pre-measured like that, and you don't necessarily have to purchase a water bottle unless you want to take a special water bottle in to your fitness center when you work out. Now, I don't take a special water bottle in, but my water bottles are BPA free, and they are set up. I didn't purchase those bottles. I actually got those bottles when I participated in the 5K runs and the 10K run. And so I have enough of those to last for a while. And I can just kind of switch them out in terms of throwing them away once I've used them so many months and get a new one. And if I keep participating in these runs, I won't have to buy any bottles. And so, as long as they're the right type. But if I ever run out, I have no problem buying bottles that I need. You really want to be careful. Most people nowadays, they just go and buy a plastic bottle. They go to the dollar store. And I used to do that. And they grab a bottle. But I kid you not, once I switched to the bottles that were BPA free, then I actually felt more energized, more energy, as opposed to drinking from those plastic bottles that weren't. So I don't know if there's toxins that will affect you on that level. I just know how it makes me feel to drink out of these different types of water bottles. So do your own research when it comes to that, and you make that decision, the decision that's best for you. And so you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to Walmart, you can go almost anywhere and find the right kind of bottle for you. So The other thing, or the final thing, is to ensure that, now these are things that I'm doing to take my fitness to the next level. Now, this final one, it may seem like it's not a big deal, but I can assure you it is. Comfortable workout clothes. I can tell you, I'm a person who takes really good care of my things, and I can keep things for years. So I actually had workout clothes that were 15 plus years old, and could I still fit in them? I'm going to say yes, because I squeezed into those things. And so some of them were just old and out of date, and not in terms of fashion, but in terms of elasticity and that kind of thing. And some of them were just too tight. Okay, I was kind of dancing around that, but I had to say it. Some of them were just too tight, because some of them were actually like 20 years and 23 years old. And so I had to get more comfortable clothes. Now, you may have heard me mention it on the show before. I wear Fabletics, and I love those, their workout clothes. Why? Because they're stylish, and actually I can wear them as my work clothes because I work at home if I want to, and I can, you know, they're just comfortable clothes, and they're very nice, so they feel good, and it doesn't matter if you're super small or if you're larger, on the larger side, heavier side, then you can actually, they have clothes to accommodate women of almost all sizes, and so I really like that about their clothes, and so they're very comfortable, and I like them, and so you want to check those out, guys. If you know, they have clothes for males and females. And of course, I got to say it, I'm a woman, so I'm just saying those clothes are super stylish and they feel really good for women. And they have great clothes for guys. Now, I can say this, even though it's someone else's testimony, a male friend of mine purchased their running pants, and he loves the running pants. And he's tried several running pants because he runs in marathons and he's been doing it for years. And he finds that their running shorts are amazing. And so now that's someone else's testimony. So guys, that's the best I have for you. But to help you guys out, I have a coupon on my website. If you go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources, and you will see a coupon there for Fabletics. And you'll also see some other great health and fitness products or different coupons there that can save you some money. So you can check all those things out. You guys, listen, I have to be honest with you. When I decided to lose weight, to get in better shape so that I wasn't huffing and puffing after I walked up two or three steps, and or so that I didn't feel good about me, when I decided to make that change, listen, I had to invest monies into myself and in my the types of foods that I was eating. And it didn't cost me a lot in terms of the foods, even if though some of them were organic types of foods. So it didn't cost a lot, but I decided to make the change. And then I was going to invest the money I needed to invest in myself so that I could reach the goals that I wanted to reach. And so these are some of the products that I've used, and I got to tell you, they worked for me. So hopefully they will work for you. You can use them, and they'll give you some great results too. So you want to kind of check all these things out, guys. But the comfortable workout clothes, that was a big deal to me, because my other clothes, they were like faded out, because as I said, they were years old. And so I actually found that when I got more comfortable clothes and actually more stylish workout clothes, not only did I feel better about how I looked, I felt better about working out, and I stayed the course. And I have been using Fabletics for more than a year now, and I love their clothes. And so it's really awesome. Now, of course, they have the VIP member exclusive, which I am a VIP member, and I the cost of the clothes, they go up a little bit, but you can get your first set, 2 for $24, and your leggings, and they are gorgeous. So you just check them out on your own. Enough about that. But the point I'm making here is that do what it takes so that you can feel good about taking your fitness, your personal fitness, to the next level, and so that you can achieve the goals that you want to achieve in 2017. If you want to have an achiever's mentality, you got to pay attention to your body. One of the things that I've discovered, or another thing that I've discovered, is that people who are really successful, they really care about not only how they look, but they care about their physical fitness. I mean, think about it. What successful person can, or prominent successful person can you think of that really just says, okay, you know what? I don't really care what I look like, and I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I don't care about my health. And they just kind of throw their success to the wind, or their physical success to the wind. I don't know of any truly successful person that does that. So I want to encourage you to take your fitness to the next level. These are some of the things that I'm doing to take my fitness to the next level, and I'm sharing them with you on our show today because I believe that these ideas will not only help you, but will inspire you to perhaps add to these ideas or create some ideas of your own. But whatever it is you do, take the time to put together something that works for you so that you can do life with power. This is 2017, you guys, the year to be bodacious. I know a lot of craziness is going on out there, but you know what? I am just convinced that if each person takes full responsibility for being their best and for tapping into the best of who they are by understanding that they are built by design to win, then there won't be that much to complain about. And they're going to step up and do life with power, and they're going to make some great things happen. You guys are amazing. It's time to, like, not only just be amazing, but to let it shine, let it show, and just be bodacious to the point where you inspire others to do the exact same thing. You know, I find it, and we're going to end on this, but I find it interesting that when it comes to people picketing and complaining and marching, and granted, I don't want to put that down. It's not a put down, because I think sometimes it's necessary that we do congregate so that we can bring about awareness, such that we can start to take action to make things better. However, I'm amazed at how people will come together to do that, but they find it very difficult to come together to inspire each other to give their very best, to be their very, very best, and to go to that next level. Listen, you are amazing. Who can you inspire today? Who can you touch today? Who can you say, you know what? I'm taking my fitness to the next level because I am going to achieve at my highest level, and I'm adopting an achiever's mentality. I mean, who can you say that to today? I encourage you to find two people that you can share that information with, and express yourself and really mean it when you say it, and then start to take action so that you can do life with power. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys today. You can check out any of the products that I mentioned on today's show. Find out more about these products by going to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. And click on Adopting an Achiever's Mentality. And you guys remember, this is the year for all of us to be bodacious. So let's do it together. Share our show with a friend, a coworker, a colleague, a family member. You know, just share our show with others, because we're all going to make some great things happen this year. If you happen to be listening to our show on iTunes, please give us that great review, because the more people, the more reviews we get, the more people will find our show. And we're going to just have a lot of people doing life with power. We're winners. We just have to step out there and do what it takes to win. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you to life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do.